What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
The show, Conzo Martin, Missouri State Bears, doing big things in this conference USA now. So, Coach Martin, to see you, man. How you doing, brother?
Great, boss. How you doing, man?
Hey, I can't complain, man. It's all good, man. Basketball season's here. Almost at All-Star break. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, man. Life is good on my end. My family's healthy. Everybody's happy. You push it forward.
No doubt, Coach, man. I'm asking you, man, you're 39 on the year. Your guys rebounding from a tough non-conference, going 6-5. It wasn't what you wanted, but it's good to be winning, doing it down that way. But talk about your team, your resiliency and their resolve since you're jumping to see USA play now.
We started out, I would say, slow, but you had key guys out. Guys that you thought, at least two guys you thought would be starters for you. They were out for a while. So we was trying to make sure young guys, those new guys, as you gel. And then once we got healthy, got in conference play, we really got healthy to start the game and playing some really good basketball, playing a level of grit and level of confidence. And the biggest thing, the focus, the composure, the togetherness, those are all the keys, man. And we have guys, we have three guys, I think all these guys right now could be our first team, all these guys.
No doubt, Coach Moore, I'm going to ask you about this, man, with the way the NIL is, the portal is now, man. About trying to find young men in your recruiting process that really are about the right things and really about still about team, being an everyday guy, having good work habits, not having that disease of me. We want to be about a brotherhood and a team, not just about what my next stop is and not having their feet where they are right now.
That is probably the hardest part in terms of what we look for, because again, you don't know that. You can watch a guy, you can watch his high school team players, junior college, and also when guys transfer. And the portal, you didn't really watch them much. So now you got to go off footage and film of what people say. That's the biggest thing for me, to find the level of character and the composure, a guy that want to be committed to a team, but also have the competitive spirit. I mean, and even though this is somewhat at a mid-major level, you talk conference USA, I want guys to have a desire to be a pro. And what is a pro? The NBA, a pro international, that means he's hungry for something. And there's nothing wrong with getting money. I wish every player can get $1 million a piece. Whatever amount of money they can get, great. But I think there has to be more to it than just the money. There's an education that's still involved with this thing. I think we've lost sight in terms of the NCAA of what the importance of it is to get an education, man, to get a degree, to work toward getting your master's. Those things are very important. And I've always said, even when the guys that going to go in and come back to college and say, I want to try it over again, whether G League, whatever it is, man, great, you're more than welcome to come back to college. But you're coming back as a student, not an athlete. So now when you come back as a student, we'll pay for your degree. We'll pay for any health issues you have. Anything you need, we'll take care of all of that. We'll have you work in a business office, have to understand this world, the financial office, everything, so you can develop that skill, man. Because if you just come back to play basketball, man, no, that's not a good reason. You need to come back and get this education.
No doubt, Coach Martin. You see, like right now, my career didn't go out the way it wanted to go. I told you offline, but I have this MBA. So, and this MBA is showing me how to do this radio thing all these years. Because I might not have had the communication piece, but I know how to run a business. I know how to market. I know how to sell. I know how to do financials and projections. So the things I didn't get, I learned communications on the fly. But business I learned from my MBA I have.
And I think the biggest thing I've said to my wife, and I really talked to my wife, is in the corporate world for years, and she's been retired about 20 years now, 20 plus. But we always talked about the business piece of the real education for student athletes. And that's the stuff that we don't get all the time. How do you manage it? How to run a business? What's real estate? What are taxes? All these things, man, because it's amazing how you go to class for 4+ years and get a degree, and a lot of stuff you don't know. It's like, man, hold up. Did I miss this? No, I wasn't necessarily taught in that way. And all of a sudden, you get that real world. It's gritty, it's grimy. You got to learn it. You got to learn to fly. And the biggest thing with that, who do you trust? Who's really telling you the truth? And that's the hardest part when you become an adult. Who do I trust? And who can I get sound information from? And that's the scary part for these students have these new college.
No doubt, Coach Martin, you're right, because I didn't get financial literacy at Tennessee State. I was the stupid kid, Coach Martin, that went to Sassoon Center and got 9 credit cards in one day, all for a free T-shirt and pizza. I was that stupid kid, Coach Martin.
It just, by the grace of God, I never got a credit card in college. And again, back then, you know, between 1992 and 1995, we won scholarship, and scholarship only covered everything it was supposed to cover. It wasn't as if I had $300 or $400 in my pocket. You know, so you had the bare minimums, and you were surviving. So it's a blessing to see these student-athletes get rewarded with their athletic abilities. I just wish we could find a way where, say, you can play 5 years, you got 5 years to play four. And if you transfer, you get one time to transfer anywhere, however you want to do it. Not that you got to sit out of the calendar year like it used to be. There has to be a level of consistency. And again, I go back to the fact that the education is still very important. And most athletes figure that out when they leave college.
No doubt, 100%, Coach Martin. I'm a living, breathing testament of that right now, as we talked about. And Coach Martin, your guys, man, I'm watching them play, man. I really like the basketball IQ. And talk about that piece as well. Finding young men who has the right basketball IQ to make the right play defensively, offensively, and know just in the moment, what is the right next play to make? Because sometimes guys predetermine their reads, which is, you know, both know it's terrible. But having guys who left the game come to them and just make the right read and see what they got to see and then go from good to a great shot.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, how do you take, first of all, starting in June, we started June 2nd or 3rd, whatever that Monday is, or was. We talk about togetherness. What does that mean to be together? What does it mean to be a good teammate? What do you mean is the sacrifice? You give all these definitions, what it means to have commitment, dedication, all these things. And then the culmination says, here's my role as a player. How can I be the best version of me? And what that means, play to your strength, whatever your strengths are. So I've always been a guy that really worked myself into being a good player, understanding angles, how to use my hips, my shoulder, and shot fake, drive the ball. Because it's a simple game when you're a student of the game, and you rep things out so much. So what we try to teach is, sometimes we'll go 5-on-4, there's 4 offensive guys, 5-on-defense, 5-on-6. It's putting a lot of different situations. So what that means, I got to be strong with the ball. I got to be able to make good decisions. I got to focus on what's in front of me. And I got to watch film. And I got to study the game, because I always try to tell the guys, take practice, film, study to the court. Practice, film, study to the court, and you rep it out. And that's when the game slows down for you. We just try to spend a lot of time, man, on putting them in adverse situations, putting them in disadvantages to force them to make good decisions. And ultimately, for me, it translates in life. And I put both of those hand in hand. Whatever we do on the court, man, it's really going to help you 10, 20 years down the road in life.
And Coach Martin, I was going to tell you this. You said something that in my mind, because Antonio Lang, who was played at Duke, was assistant coach with the Hawks, who works with our bigs, talking about our bigs, that the most simple thing you can do is have the right screen angle for a shooter. Because, yes, we might get a great three, but your screening angle, how you screen in space on the backside, helps get us that good three. And talk about getting guys to understand, bigs especially, understand how important their screening is, how important their cutting is, how much their spacing is to get you those great shots that you want to get offensively and better get back in central defense and be able to clamp down on people.
It's a great question. I think it first comes down to, Coach, what are you emphasizing? What's important to you as coach? I've always been about togetherness. Like my college teammate, Glenn Robson, one of my pick of the 94th draft, elite level of talent, can score the ball, can always think, but he's an unselfish player. but he's an elite level scorer. Last guy, I think, at college scored 30 and 10. But what we talk about as a team, even back then as players, let's make sure he get what he's supposed to get. So we got to become good screeners, good passers, put him in positions. Now all of a sudden, when a double team comes in, be ready to shoot the ball, be ready to drive the ball. Two guys on a big guy, be ready to backside, offensive rebound. All these things matter. How to set good screens to get them open. Because think about it. We have one or two guys helping around him the whole night. So now when I became a coach, is how do you put guys in position to be successful? The most important thing in there, because you can have a style and a philosophy and what you want to do as a coach. But you got to get that man to believe, that young man to believe in, this is what I need you to do in order for us to be successful as a team. Now, that might be uncomfortable for guys sometimes, because I remember when I was in college, I played, you know, for Coach Katie. I worked on my three-point shot a lot as a sophomore, and I was 0-for-6 from the field, and I made our first 10 games. So he told me to stop shooting threes for the whole year. So I never shot another in my whole season. Now, that can be very tough for a young guy to deal with. Coach said, just stop shooting threes for the whole season. It's probably 25 more games. Well, he didn't say stop being a good player. He just said stop shooting threes. So I had to have enough in me to put my pride to the side and do what's best for our team and still do other things. I think nowadays with the young student athletes, that's a hard thing for them to grasp and receive. It's like you're attacking me. And they fold in that situation. We couldn't afford to fold back then. That was a part of coaching. And it wasn't no big deal. That was a tough thing to do when you said it's from your team. And folks said, and you stop shooting three and don't shoot another in the whole season. But you got decisions to make at that point. You want to play, just keep doing what you're supposed to do. And I think, again, I tell our guys all the time, you got to be able to embrace uncomfortable conversations, man. That's how you grow. Because, man, if the first time you start dealing with tough, uncomfortable conversations, when you become a man, you're going to have a rough, bumpy road.
Man, you said a word there, Coach. And I think for me, having my father who was a coach and a Black Panther who'd been through some stuff, like, he put it in me.
Boss, I don't mean to cut you off. You said a Black Panther.
Yeah, he's a Black Panther and he coached basketball, wow. Yeah.
That's a blessing, man. Now, I know you're doing interviewing, but how was that experience growing up?
Man, Coach Martin, going to Black Panther meets, been around civil rights leaders who was actually in the struggle, hearing those firsthand accounts, getting that wisdom, getting them to pour into me, and someone who's still living to this day who's still pouring into me, you know, man, and, like, understanding what they went through and how they sacrificed a lot to be where we are today. And what my dad said to me is, like, son, some of the stuff you're seeing now is what happened when I was your age. So knowing that my dad can tell me this stuff, my mom can tell me this stuff, and like my mom told me a story about when King got killed, she had to have a note to be outside. But that was a prom night. So, yeah. So my mom and my dad tell me all these stuff, man. And so for me, I'm so much more grounded and disciplined in so much what I do. So I heard about what adversity is. So when I kept trouble with sponsorships, booking guests, or who haven't dealt with leagues and different schools or whatever, it's my minuscule to what my mom and dad dealt with. So that's my perspective on stuff. So if they had to deal with getting beat, like where the Hawks play it, my mom and dad couldn't cross that barrier because I was the white side of the tracks. So when I go to work, I know that my dad couldn't cross these tracks where I go to work at. I know that.
Tim Ball, now a question again. So in that, and I watch you, very successful, it seems like you get along with all walks of life. So how did you get that information they gave you, but also have love for all people?
Man, because I realized, Coach Martin, that everybody ain't like that, man. Everybody don't like that. Everybody don't have that way of thinking, that way of that hatred, that hardened them. And I learned this, Coach, that stuff is taught. And you ain't born with it. You taught that. Because when I see young kids, whether it be Asian, white, or whatever, Latino, Latina, they just want to see me because it was Atlanta Hawks. It ain't because of a color. So that's what taught me in my 20s that this stuff is taught. It's not already in you. And just I teach people who they are, man. Because I live by the golden rule. You know, I live by that. So my mom and dad put in me. And my dad just told me to be a beacon of hope for people. Be a light. Because people in my hood see me like, oh, he's successful. But I still go back over there. Because my dad lives in the hood still. And they see that I still care about them. I ain't turn my back on them.
I like that.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah, that's what helps me, Coach. So when you talk about discipline student athletes, I know from – because I'm my grandmother's first grandchild to go to college and have a master's degree. You know?
I thank you for that history lesson.
Yeah, man. So yeah, Coach Martin, like I'm a big reader too, Coach. We gotta read. We gotta have the guys read their history. Like there's a book I have right now. I have to go show read this to some to school kids here at 2 o'clock. It's the 7 Days of Kwanzaa kids book. Teach these kids about that. Kwanzaa.
I like that.
And those qualities and what they are about, because they're not getting taught history anymore. Because back in Atlanta, Coach, we had Saturday school and we had Black Panther school. I went to both. So that's how I got my history of different stuff. African studies. Dr. Greg Carr, I don't know if you watched those videos, him and Karen Hunter.
Yes,
Dr. Carr is somebody I know personally. Tennessee State grad. Always been in my life. You know, his brother, Jeff Carr, always been in my life. Randy Fuller, his played for the Steelers, his brother-in-law, always been in my life. Helping me.
Bless man.
You know, so like Coach Moore, another book that I have here, Brainwashed, Challenging the Myth of Black Inferiority. I'm going to show these kids today as well when I go see them at 2 o'clock before the Hawks play tonight. So this is what I do. I'm not on the air having any of you guys like yourself. Well, I'm in the community helping us kids and doing what my dad and my mom did for them.
Your mom and dad's on the front lines of this thing.
Yes. So I get it naturally, Coach Mark. So I do it with a smile on my face, and I do it in a way just people understand that I'm here just to educate, not to hurt or insinuate. I'm not here to tear anybody down. I'm here to tell you the facts. And you take them how you take them. And we hear these facts, and we hear what this is about, then we can have a real talk together and come to understand.
Like that, Mark. You said take it how you take it.
Yes, sir, Coach Mark. So, yeah, man, like, when you come to Atlanta, man, how you meet my father and mother? You would enjoy that.
I would love to. I'm going to give you a heads up, and I would love to do it.
Because the history you were here will blow your mind.
Wow. I would love that, man. I spent a lot of time when I talked to elders, man, just about the history, just to be a student of it, to be appreciative, and always to remain humble because, again, I'm well aware of what came before me, who came before. My grandmother passed at 103 years old, man, so, and she was from Arkansas. So, man, I appreciate everything that life has to offer, and I don't take anything for granted.
And Coach Moore, before you wrap up here, I want to tell you, I'm going to give you some trivia. You may know or you may not. Martin Luther King's real name is Michael King. That's his real name.
No.
They call him Mike in the hood.
I need to step my history up.
Yeah. The real name is Michael King.
Wow.
His father loved, his father was revered from the Lutheran church. Martin Luther gave him that name.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But his real name is Michael King. And Morehouse really used to be called, Coach, Atlanta Baptist College. Yeah.
The lessons, I appreciate the lesson.
Yeah, man. So that comes right from my father, who told me. Yeah, so that's like what I'm on with, Coach. Always.
I like that. I like that. I appreciate it, man. This has been a valuable lesson, a learning lesson for me on the Zoom call.
Yes, sir. Coach Moore, like, hey, sir, it's been, hey, as my dad always says to me, Coach Moore, sometimes it's bigger than basketball.
I believe that, but I was not.
Because we didn't play it, this wasn't played, but we went in half.
I believe that when I was not.
Yeah, Coach Moore. I say, yeah, man, like you said, Coach Moore, like I said, I wish you all the best, my brother. And like I said, man, I keep doing your thing, man. I hope I can hit the Huntsville and see you all play in the tournament, hopefully, because we have a few days off in between there. So if I can see you all play, man.
Now, if you don't get to Huntsville, I'm definitely going to, like, get to Atlanta. I'm going to connect with you, man. I want to meet your parents.
No doubt, folks. This has been a special interview with Coach Martin. We ain't playing this way, but it happened. It's been in basketball. So, Coach Martin, thank you always for your time, brother.
Hey, boss. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care. All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker patreon.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.